It's Monday, January 6, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The cause of death released for an off-duty Menominee police officer. Governor Tony Evers again proposes a way for voters to repeal and create state laws. Senator Tammy Baldwin will give President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks a fair shake. And chlorination treatment starts today in Rice Lake's water supply. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The cause of an off-duty death of a Menominee police officer has been released. The Menominee Police Department said Officer Sam Miller's cause of death last month was suicide. Chief Rick Hollister said they will honor Miller's memory and emphasize the importance of mental health support for first responders. Many resources are available. Cop line for law enforcement officers at 800-267-5463, the suicide and crisis hotline at 988, and the crisis text line by texting TALK to 741-741. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power. Bob Hague tells us more.
The Democratic governor says he'll propose that when he releases his two-year state budget.
I'll be including in the biennial budget to require the legislature to give the people of Wisconsin a pathway to enshrine the will of the people.
Evers says Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues like restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others.
Republican lawmakers shouldn't be able to ignore the will of the people and then prevent the people from having a voice when their legislators fail to listen.
Evers, who says he hasn't made a decision about seeking a third term as governor, will release his budget message on February 18th at the Capitol. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake.
Give them due consideration. But I will not compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, businesses. I will tell you that there are some controversial picks among the group.
Trump's nominees include Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Secretary of Health and Human Services and former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy for Transportation Secretary. Baldwin, a Democrat, was sworn in Friday for a third term in the Senate. Chlorination treatment of Rice Lake's public water supply starts today, the utility announced. The treatment process is done quarterly to ensure the system is free of harmful bacteria or viruses. Consumers may notice a slight difference in taste and smell of their water. The temporary treatment process will end January 17th. Any questions can be directed to Rice Lake Utilities. The inland trout early catch and release season is underway in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney casts a line.
The Department of Natural Resources says anglers can only use artificial lures to fish for any inland trout species on designated early season trout streams. All trout caught during the season will need to be immediately released. Anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. The inland trout early catch and release season runs through May 2nd. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.